Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. Friday is always a casual day for me. I'm actually sitting in my underwear doing the show. No, I'm only kidding. Anyway, I've done a few shows now where either a guest had fallen out or for whatever reason, I was it. I was the only person on the show. And whenever I do those, I get a few emails where people say, you know, you should do more shows like that. And I don't know if they're just being kind to me or they're sincere. I'm hoping they're sincere because I'm doing today's show by myself. So now we're going to find out if they're sincere because if I get a bunch of emails saying, hey, don't ever do that again, I know that they were just being kind to me before. Anyway, okay, we're going to be talking about some of the top stories that are health-related stories in the news, kind of recapping the week. And also, I'm able to take your calls. If you have a question or if you have a comment about something I'm talking about today, you can call in at 480-245-7169, and I'll take calls as possible. You know, when you call in, you're going to go right into a queue. You'll be listening to the show on the air, and then we'll bring you in and ask you your question. So just be patient. If you are getting a busy signal, try back, and if you're on hold for a prolonged period of time, stay with us because we will try our best to get to you. Okay, so what's in the news? One of the most startling things that I saw, and I want to say really kudos for this to Gavin Newsom. He's the mayor in San Francisco. San Francisco just passed the first cell phone radiation law where manufacturers are required to now publish their radiating power information about their phones. Now, this is really great, I'll tell you, because the organizations that represent the cellular telephone industry are upset about this, obviously. And this reminds me a lot of when GMO first came around. The companies representing the manufacturers of GMO produce, corn and soy, said, hey, you know, we probably shouldn't let people know it's GMO because they may think that there's something bad about GMO. It could cause like a public frenzy. So let's not even give that information out. Let's not even make it available. And they lobbied and they got that on. And so we eat produce right now that we don't know whether it's GMO or not. Now, I personally think that I should have the right to choose what I put in my body and the government should not mandate that things can be hidden from me. Obviously, if you're a supplement manufacturer, you can't make that decision on your own. You can't go, hey, you know, I don't think I'm going to tell people that this particular component is in this supplement because the FDA demands, you know, transparency when manufacturers make supplements. And I think the same is true for all industries. And I think the same should be true for the cellular industry. I am a firm believer and I believe and I'll stand to be corrected. And I hope that I'm alive and on the air over the next 10 to 20 years. But I firmly believe that cellular telephones have an effect on our body. Now, you know, what is that effect? We're still quantifying it. Some of the greatest data about cellular telephone radiation comes out of Scandinavia because they have been using cell phones far longer than we have. And they have dedicated a lot more money to studying the effects on the human body. And there's lots of studies out there that show that cellular telephone radiation clearly affects the body. Now, last year I interviewed a scientist from Egypt who took a cellular telephone and placed it beneath the cage of male rats and left it in the standby mode for 8 hours a day and tested those rats' sperm motility and found that rats that were exposed to cellular telephone radiation in the standby mode, just, you know, the phone is just waiting to ring because we know that these phones are transmitting constantly even though they're in the standby mode. Those rats, their sperm motility dropped to near zero, which is basically kind of like electromagnetic castration or not castration because you're still producing testosterone at that point in time, but electromagnetic, birth control, if you will. So we know that that happens. We know that cellular telephone radiation causes advanced oxidative stress. There is a schwack of studies out there that have studied exposure to tissue and organ. We know a study that came out of Scandinavia probably 4 years ago looked at the kidney function of individuals who wear their cell phones on their hip, back hip, on their belt. And there was a direct correlation between the function of the kidney and some markers of damage to the kidney on the side where the individuals wore their cell phones most often. Again, oxidative stress. We also know that cellular telephones cause an excitatory effect on neurons in the brain. What does that mean? Well, we're not sure. We do know that if you use a cellular telephone for a decent length call, 10 minutes, let's say, 15 minutes, under an hour before you go to bed, you will not get into REM sleep as easily the first few hours you're asleep. So that lends itself to this whole excitatory effect. We don't know what that excitatory effect really means in young adults. I mean, children who are using cell phones and their brains are still forming. What is it doing to their brains? We also know that that excitatory effect could predispose somebody to have periods of anxiety, anxiousness. So cell phones clearly are acting upon our tissue, on our organs, our brain, and so on and so forth. We know that. And Mayor Newsom is one of the guys that I want to say bravo to, because he is trying to give people a choice. You can continue to use your iPhone. By the way, EWG, Environmental Working Group, if you go to their website, you can find your cell phone and the amount of RF it puts out. They call it SAR, I believe, saturation, something, something. But if you go there, you can find out how much radiation your phone puts out. What you're going to find is these more sophisticated phones, like the iPhones and the Blackberries, they put out a lot more radiation than the cheaper little, you know, baby phones that you can use that have very few functions. So these phones are very popular, and I think that people should use them if they want to use them. But I think that people should be aware of the radiation that they're exposing their bodies to. The government really doesn't know, and there's organizations out there, I believe, that represent the cellular telephone industry. I want to say CITI. I'm looking for an acronym right now. And CTIA, which represents the Wireless Association, they're saying that they shouldn't have to publish that information. It's going to be misconstrued. People will think some phones are better than others. Well, if you don't want radiation in your life, some phones are better than others for you if you want a low radiation phone. And I think that people should have the right to make that decision. To hell with the industry. We already know that left to the decisions made by industry and the government, we will die sooner. Don't forget, the FDA was one of the organizations that was behind back in the day. I'm going back a long time now. But, I mean, the federal government was pro-tobacco at one time. They thought that tobacco actually enhanced health. So they've been wrong thousands and thousands and thousands of times. They've been wrong 1,000 times just this year alone, and it's only June. So the government, I feel like whatever they weigh in about cellular telephones means nothing. It's like it just, you know, somebody's talking, just ignore that guy. CTIA, they have a vested interest in doing things that protect the industry. Their opinion means nothing. The cellular telephone industry, their opinion means nothing in this situation. The only opinions that count in this situation are us, the end users. We want to know how much radiation a cell phone is putting out so that we can make decisions to choose phones that, in our opinion, may be less harmful. That's the word that everybody's getting hung up on. CTIA is saying that if we start publishing this information, people will presume that some phones are quote unquote harmful or more harmful than others. Well, they don't know that's not true. And I like the idea of erring on the side of caution to protect people for once. It's time for them to start thinking of us first, and the hell with industry. Let industry make a better phone, just like the automobile companies need to make cars that burn less gas. Let industry meet the demands of the public, what we want. And we need to know how much radiation is coming out of a phone in order to know what we want, and that will change the way phones are built. So I want to commend Gavin Newsom in San Francisco, the mayor of San Francisco, for passing the cell phone radiation law and making manufacturers publish just how strong the radiation is coming out of their phones. If you have an opinion about this particular topic, I'd like to hear from you. 480-245-7169. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about some other news stories, health-related, so stay tuned. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex. Net.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody that Primordial Performance is having their annual summer sale. Everything at PrimordialPerformance.com is up to 40% off. Ridiculously low prices. People stock up and save. Check them out. PrimordialPerformance.com. Okay. Next important story. Okay. We've done shows on bisphenol A in the past, or BPA. Just like we've done show, I did my first show on phthalates 3.5 years ago, before anybody was even talking about phthalates, which is also found in plastics. Bisphenol A is generally found in plastics. We know, and we've suspected that bisphenol A has been hazardous to human health since the early 1930s. But of course, that didn't stop manufacturers from using it and the government approving it for its use. Here we go again, right? So, a group did a study and to find out how much bisphenol A was found in canned goods. This is different because bisphenol A is generally thought of as an additive that makes plastics clear and rigid. And no one thinks about it as being in canned goods, but apparently it is used in canned goods. So a group did a study called, it was called the PVC campaign, and they studied the amount of bisphenol A found in canned goods. And what they found out was 92% of all the canned foods that they tested. Now, these were fruits, canned vegetables, canned fish like tuna. I eat 2 or 3 cans of tuna a day generally. Canned beans, canned soups, canned tomatoes, just to name a few. What they determined was that 92% of all the canned foods that they tested had potential exposure to BPA. And that is pretty shocking because BPA has been shown to cause birth defects in forming fetuses. It's been shown to precipitate health problems in adults. It's a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous chemical. Yet the FDA, in its divine wisdom, continues to allow the use of BPA in consumer products and in food products. I mean, okay, using BPA in a consumer product like the handle of a toothbrush, which a lot of clear toothbrushes have BPA in them because polycarbonate plastic is generally very clear and very rigid, kind of looks like hard jello, generally has a lot of BPA in it. Okay, so a toothbrush has BPA in it, so it spends about a minute in your mouth a morning. And that's probably as close to exposure to BPA that I want to come. BPA in consumer goods that don't get in my mouth, I'm fine with. Okay, you know, that's good. But when BPA is used in products that are going to be used to maintain food, now you have a problem. Because the BPA is going to leach into the food. It's going to leach into the liquids, the water, the juices that are stored in the bottles. And now in canned goods. So now we have expectant mothers staying away from clear plastic, diligently trying to do the right thing to avoid BPA exposure because of their forming baby in their stomach. And they're eating canned food, you know, like they're having a bowl of soup, comes out of a can. They're having some fruit cocktail, comes out of a can. Well, guess what? They're being exposed to BPA. And here's, you know, and this comes full circle to what I said before about cellular telephones. You know, the government is always talking, when the government deals with companies, when the FDA deals with businesses, they love the term transparency. They demand transparency. We want to be able to know everything you're doing. We want to be able to know exactly what's taking place in your company. We need transparency. Well, you know what? It's time for American people and people abroad in other countries to start demanding transparency from the organizations and from the companies that manufacture, handle, and produce food products. We should know about BPA's presence in cans so that we can make the decision to avoid canned goods. Now, why don't we know? Well, let's guess. Because the companies that are responsible for lobbying for canned goods products probably don't want us to know because they don't want people to abandon canned goods. Again, we come back to this same, you know, chasing the almighty dollar and forgetting about the importance of human life. And really, this comes down to a thought process that we're going to talk about a little bit later, I'm hoping to get to. But this comes down to a thought process. The reality is that we need to start thinking differently. We need to stop thinking that all of these unnatural things that we do and we expose ourselves to are not hurting us. You know, Mayor Newsom wants the publication of cellular telephone strengths to be made available to every consumer. And I think that's a wonderful thing. Here's an example of transparency now. And we need to recognize that we don't need a study to come out to tell us that having something radiating into your head for 2 to 3 hours a day isn't potentially bad for you. You have to remember that you know, we have to strip ourselves from this idea that we are humans. We are so smart. We are so in control of our destiny. You know, we cure diseases and we go to the moon and we made Dolly the sheep out of some cells. And so we are just superior. I mean, we just got it all going on. We're smarter than nature. We can guide nature. We have to stop this. This is the process of thought that is getting us in trouble in every area today, whether it be the environment, food, health and illness. And so it's this attitude of superiority, of arrogance, that we are somehow smarter than nature, that we can do anything and get away with it because we're humans. And this thought process is what condones the introduction of chemicals and the exposure to pollutants and the attitude of government to be, well, it's just a little, it's not going to hurt you. BS. It all hurts us. It all hurts us. And it's time for people to start recognizing that and demanding transparency from the companies they do business with. I say, pick up the phone and call companies and ask them, is there bisphenol? You know, start asking these questions to the companies you do business with. When they start getting those calls, they go, oh my God, the consumers are getting smart. We, in order for us to keep selling our product, we're going to have to get ready to change. Let's start doing the work now. Let's start figuring out how to get these things out of products now, because people want to pay money for things that don't make them sick. There's a novel idea. People want to buy things that don't make them sick. So we need to start taking action now. We need to start sending messages to companies, to Congress, to the government, that we, the people, are demanding transparency, that they, the government, they, the companies, they, the bureaucrats, do not have the right to say something is acceptable for us to be exposed to. Only we have that right to say something is acceptable. We should make that decision, and we do with our dollars. When you see something that you don't like, when you find a product that you know is not healthy for you, you just stop buying it. And you tell your friends to stop buying it. And that stuff gets cluttered up on a shelf, and the manager from the grocery store sends it back. And then the company goes, gee, what's going on? No one's buying our product. Then they start doing some market research. They start making phone calls. They start talking to people. They find out, oh, well, they don't like all the preservatives in our products. That's why they don't buy it. Then guess what? Then they get together and go, okay, guys, we either go out of business or we make a product with less preservatives. This is the process. It's going to be slow. It's going to be arduous, but people have to stick to their guns. Okay, so here we go. Bisphenol A is found in canned goods. So what do? I'm not buying canned goods for a while. Not until I can find out where the bisphenol A is coming from specifically and what these companies are doing. Apparently, the epoxy coating that is on the inside of the metal packaging is where the bisphenol A apparently is coming from. So they're putting these epoxy coatings on the inside of the cans, most likely so that the cans don't oxidize and maybe rust, or the food products don't interact with the metals. Because remember, you know, metals have a tendency to react to chemicals, you know, like a battery. You put copper in acid, you get electricity. So they're probably putting these coatings on the inside of the cans to avoid that process from happening. But again, they're putting coatings that are known to be unhealthy. What's wrong with the manufacturer? Couldn't they come up with something else to coat the inside of those cans with? I mean, we've known that bisphenol A is dangerous since the 30s. Since the 30s, why is it even still being used? It's been outlawed in Europe. I know France and the UK, I believe, you can't even use bisphenol A's in anything in consumer products. Are we in the United States not as good? Are we not as worthy of health and longevity as the French and as of the Brits? And of the, I mean, what's going on here? What's wrong with this government that they would say it's okay for our people to consume that stuff? I mean, what's wrong here? It's really disgusting, and it's got to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is if people get wise and start complaining to the companies that make these products, start complaining to the American government that we don't want to be poisoned any longer. And if the American government wants to take a position as an authority to protect us, then they need to start protecting us. They're not protecting us at all. They continue to protect the interests of the companies that they represent. They don't protect the people. It's terrible. Terrible. Okay, I want to answer a quick question before we go into the break. I get these emails every so often from our male listeners asking me about male enhancement products. Do they work? Do I think they work? How do they work? And here's the short answer, because I just got another email this morning from somebody asking this question, so I'm going to go ahead and just answer it on the air right now. I think that those male enhancement products work for individuals who have existing vascular disorders, especially if you have type 2 diabetes or you're pre-diabetic or hyperinsulinemic, you are developing vascular issues because of the high levels of angiotensin that are circulating in your bloodstream. And when you develop these vascular issues, small capillaries, the small pathways of blood become overly constricted for too long, don't open up, and blood flow stops getting into lots of important areas. The penis has a spongy portion, a chamber, that is designed to fill with blood in order to precipitate an erection. So it's nothing more than a vascular cavern, if you will, that's going to respond the same way as some of these small capillaries and so on. So if you have vascular issues, you are probably going to have vascular issues in your penis as well. It's well known that those who have advanced type 2 diabetes tend to have erectile dysfunction. And it's not because of hormone levels. It's because of blood flow. So I do believe that those male enhancement products can work. I believe that they only work, or they work the best, for individuals who are suffering from some form of vascular disorder. Now, there are other agents in a lot of those male enhancement products that also are designed to increase libido. There's things that like Mucuna purinus in there that is supposed to enhance L-DOPA or dopamine production in the brain, which has been shown to increase the sensation of desire and prolong erection and so on and so forth. Those are different. Those are working on the brain and desire. But the majority of male enhancement products, if you look at them, they have vasodilator type stuff, L-arginine, they nitric oxide precursors. They have agents in there that are designed to increase blood flow. They're designed to thin blood. They're designed to affect blood flow to the penis. And again, this is a problem more so with individuals who are suffering from diabetes or pre-diabetic. So yes, they do work for those individuals. I don't believe that they really work for healthy men at all. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick up more stories in the news. Stay tuned. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences uprising.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to mention orbitnutrition.com is offering 10% off all of their purchases to Superhuman Radio listeners. If you go to orbitnutrition.com and use the coupon code SHR10 at checkout, you get an additional 10% off of their low prices. And thank you to Mitch Barham over at Orbit Nutrition because he set it up for my listeners to get a free trial sample. This is enough for about three or four uses, I believe, of Attack made by Brutal Alchemy. This is a new non-stimulant-based pre-workout supplement that I've heard lots of good things about. If you go to superhumanradio.com, down at the bottom of the page, you can get your own trial sample of Attack. So check that out. Okay, on to the next story. This is actually a couple different things. There was an article published about overtime work actually boosts the rate of heart attack. Now, this same article was published at the same time that an article was published that caffeine helps shift workers avoid mistakes. This is what I'm talking about when I talk about the arrogance of human beings, okay? Look, we were designed to sleep at night. I understand that in order to keep up with today's economy, many of us have to work whatever job we can, and quite often that means working at night. And I look, I work nights. I know what it's like. And you got to do what you got to do. But the whole idea that caffeine somehow is more effective than naps, that's what they're saying, at making shift workers more alert. It may. That might be the truth. I'm not debating that. I'm saying that caffeine probably does make shift workers more alert. But the idea that we're suggesting that shift workers use caffeine to be more alert at night instead of getting proper sleep when they can to compensate for their need to work late at night is a perfect example of how we get it all wrong. Okay? Overtime boosts heart attack risk. So individuals are working just 3 or more hours of overtime a week, according to one study, had a greater risk of heart attack. Almost 50% increase risk of heart attack or dying from heart disease or developing angina if they were working overtime. And let's think about this for a second. We are rats on a wheel in the United States today and probably in a lot of other countries too, where the economy is collapsed and people are just trying to get by and pay their bills. And so many of us are putting greater demands on our bodies. I would be willing to bet that most of these people don't exercise. I am willing to bet that most of the people in these studies don't exercise. Because if they were exercising, that would mitigate many of the risks developed because of the stress that they're putting their bodies under. But let's forget about that for a second. This is where we get it wrong constantly. The idea that maybe the answer would be to just up my caffeine so I'm more alert at work, or The answer is, you know, if I take caffeine, I can work longer hours and make more money and pay my bills. And again, I'm sensitive to the idea that people have to pay their bills. There's no doubt about it. But this is where we get it wrong. We are not supposed to push harder and harder on our bodies and make demands on our bodies that they were never designed to make. I remember one time, I forget when it was. It was when George W. Bush was president at the time. And he was sitting next to a woman. She was an African-American woman. She was talking about how she worked two or three jobs. She worked two jobs during the week, and then on the weekend she had a third job. And former President Bush looked over at her and went, wow. And then he looked into the camera. He says, that's something that is exclusively American or typically American. I forget how he put it, but the inference was that, you know, this woman is killing herself to make ends meet. She was a single parent. I remember that. And she was working three jobs. And he's looking into the camera going, wow, isn't this great? Like, look how hard Americans push themselves. No, it's not great. It's not great. It's unfortunate that we are in an economy today that requires us to make heroic efforts just to keep our homes and pay our bills. Shame on our government for making mistakes that have put us into this position. Because remember, the government runs the show, but we absorb all the liability of their mistakes. They increase taxes. They affect us financially. My friend Billy Mitchell was telling me about Tax Freedom Day the other day. Tax Freedom Day is the point in the year where all of your work to that date really goes to pay the government's taxes. And then after that, it's your money. And when you think about the irresponsibility of government, how we're in this jam today because of them, and we have to bear the burden of their decisions because our lives get harder. Our lives get harder. Senators and congressmen and all those people up there making those decisions, their lives don't get harder when they make bad decisions. Our lives get harder when they make bad decisions that force us to work overtime and work shift work and work two jobs and work three jobs and stress out about paying our bills and worrying about keeping our homes. That's why people are dying today of stress-related disorders, of heart disease and heart attack related to stress, because they're just trying to get by and they're in a pressure cooker. And who put them there? This government put them there. And I'm not saying Democrats. I'm saying everybody down the line. Pick your administration. We got here because of the accumulation of decisions made by our government, regardless of who was at the helm at the time and who's going to be at the helm in the future. And it's time for people to start letting our politicians know that we're just not going to stand for this anymore. And we don't have to have tea parties and we don't have to revolt. You just stop spending money. You want to see the economy. You want to get people's attention. Stop spending money. Stop buying the products that are no good for us. Spend less money so you just have to work one job. Spend less money so you can work a job that's just 40 hours or less a week. Don't have the need for overtime. Cut back. You know, we're talking about economics here. And it's like, wait a minute, Carl, your show's about fitness, health, and longevity. Well, guess what? The pressure that people put on themselves to crack the monthly nut in their household is speeding their ride on the train to death. The more pressure you put on yourself, the sicker you will become faster, and the sooner you will die. It's just that simple. There's really no magic to it. So economics do play a role in health and longevity. If you're not managing your home properly financially, and you're putting a lot of undue stress on yourself and your spouse or your partner, what good is it? What good is it? It's just going to make you sick and you're going to die. Caffeine helps shift workers avoid mistakes and overtime boosts heart attack risk. These are symptoms of a misguided society. The idea that you should have to use an agent to make you feel more alert at work when you're working hours that your body shouldn't be up in the first place. You know, if your child came to you and said, you know, mom, or you know, dad, I want to stay up late tonight because I want to study all night. I've got a test tomorrow. I see you drink coffee in the morning, and you always tell me how it wakes you up. Can you make me a pot of coffee? And I want to drink it throughout the night, and I want to stay up, and I want to get this work done. I want to really be ready for this test tomorrow. Let's say your child is 12, 13 years old. Would you make that child a pot of coffee and say, here, go pour it on, stay up, mom or dad's going to bed, see you in the morning? Of course not. Of course not. Now, I know what people are going to say. Yeah, but this is different. I've got to pay my bills. This is different. No, it's not different. It's not different. It's just as asinine to have to use caffeine to get through a shift job as it is if your child asks you to provide them with a stimulant like caffeine so they could stay up late and study when they're 12 or 13 years old. The difference is that we make choices that paint us into corners. And it's time for people to start making the connection between fiscal irresponsibility and health. Because nothing kills us faster than the stress related to financial demands. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, Hey, are you looking for that special someone who shares your interests in fitness, nutrition, and health? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Fitness Singles banner ad. Fill out a profile for free and start looking. Member pictures, their interests. I mean, it's a really a pretty cool site if you are a physical culturist and you're looking for someone who shares your interests. Maybe you're just looking for a friend, a workout partner. You can find them on fitnesssingles.com. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Fitness Singles banner ad to create a free profile and start looking. Okay. We talk about exercise all the time, and I really do believe that exercise in and of itself can cure 80 to 90% of the chronic illnesses that plague our country today. Strenuous exercise. I'm talking about exercise every single day. I mean, 7 days a week. Our bodies don't know that Sunday is a day of rest. That was a religious edict. I mean, it's not something that genetically we look for. We're animals. We rest when we need to rest. We sleep at night. And the rest of the time, we're designed to do certain things. And one of those things is physical expenditure. Our bodies are designed to exert force and expend energy. Just the same way our bodies are designed to eat and breathe and drink water and so on and so forth. So it's no surprise to me when studies are published that go, hey, you know, exercise is more effective than antidepressants in reversing major depressive disorder. We did that show like 2.5 years ago. You know, I mean, why take an antidepressant if you could just go out and exercise every single day? And that's really a shocking question to even need to be asked, that people would rather take a pill than exercise. I guess people just don't want to expend energy, but okay. So there were two new studies done, one of them in January of this year. Actually, both of them were done in January of this year. I take that back. And they were published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. One of them said physical activity and the incident of cognitive impairment in elderly persons. And it was called the INVADE study. Excuse me. INVAD. I apologize for that. What they found out was that individuals who exercised three times a week, more than three times a week, and then individuals who didn't exercise at all were all compared. And the individuals that exercised three times a week were 6.7% less likely to develop cognitive issues. The people who exercised more than three times a week, 5.1% likely to develop cognitive issues. And the ones that didn't exercise at all, 13.9%. So almost a threefold increase in the, or decrease, however you want to look at it, from people who don't exercise to people who do exercise who will develop cognitive impairment. Cognitive impairment is really a big issue right now. Lots of people are making it into their seventh, eighth, and even ninth decade of life. And physically, you know, their bodies are capable of allowing them to be ambulatory and to do things and cook and clean, but their brains are dying out before their bodies are. They have outlasted their cognitive ability. So exercise actually can benefit these individuals. Now, if you go the medical orthodoxy approach, you know, they're going to give you Aricept or something like that, some sort of pill that has a myriad of side effects and actually screws with your brain even more so while it enhances your memory and your cognition. But clearly, it's much healthier to exercise. If you have an elderly loved one in your home, you know, your mom, your dad, and they're not exercising now and they're still, you know, 50 years old, 60 years old, you need to convince them to start exercising. And it doesn't have to be anything heroic. It could just be going for a 20-minute walk in the morning, but doing it every day. You know, a few years ago, they said people needed to exercise 30 minutes a day. Now they came out and they said, well, people need to exercise an hour a day. You have to remember, we were never designed to sit at desks or sit on a sofa and watch television. We were designed to walk through forests and run after food, climb trees. So we were basically, you know, this term exercise is just physical energy expenditure. And we were designed to do that throughout the day, all the time. It's like saying, you know, a dog, you know, should only walk an hour a day. It's ridiculous. They're animals. They're going to walk wherever they want. You know, it's like we are animals too. We can't forget that. So that one study shows that exercise, was very, very beneficial. The second study was, effects of aerobic exercise on mild cognition, cognitive impairment, on a control trial. And what they found out was that, both low and high intensity aerobic exercise increased people's cognitive ability. So again, before somebody gets issues, you know, they can start exercising now. If they are starting to develop cognitive issues, you know, I've got an 85-year-old mother. She's having some difficulty now. For a while there, I was walking with her every single day. I was making her walk with me. But, you know, we're in Phoenix and it's getting a little too hot. So we have to find an alternative for her now. But, her body is great. My mom is healthy as far as that goes. No diabetes. She does have mild blood pressure issues, but it's controlled. I wonder sometimes if she even needs those pills, frankly, but, she's staunch about continuing to take them. We've talked about it. But now I have to keep her brain functional so that she is with it as her body makes the transition. So exercise is very good. Another study that was published that points at the value of exercise looked at long-distance runners, individuals who run, you know, a lot of these marathon type races. I want to say, you know, a 10-mile and 15-mile races. They looked at these individuals' physiology after running a race, and what they found out was that cellular death or cellular apoptosis was reduced in these individuals, which is a good thing. You know, these showing that the cells are healthy, they can live longer. They also showed that there was an increase in sirtuins. We know that there's an increase in sirtuins when you exercise. Sirtuins are the magic behind resveratrol. So the benefits of exercise, especially strenuous exercise, and that's what they're promoting here. And this comes full circle to what I said before, that we're designed to expend energy. Strenuous exercise does have an effect on cellular health and increasing sirtuins. Once again, another reason that people need to recognize their need to exercise. And I almost hate this word exercise, because when you say exercise to people, they're like, oh God, I got to exercise. It wasn't exercise when we were Paleolithic human beings. You know, it was running and jumping and climbing trees and doing the things, the tasks that we had to do. The problem is that modern civilization has removed the need for many of those tasks. You know, we walk to the grocery store and pick up a piece of beef. We don't have to chase an animal, kill it, you know, rip its skin off and get to the meat anymore. So, you know, this whole idea of exercise, it's almost counterintuitive. I feel like people need to recognize that this isn't exercise. Almost like exercise implies that it's optional. Like, oh, well, I'm going to exercise today. I don't have to exercise tomorrow. Your body needs to exert energy every single day of your life. Your body doesn't go, it's Sunday, it's my day off. It doesn't say that. It says, I need to expend energy. In order for homeostasis to occur, in order for me to be the healthiest organism I can be, I have to expend energy every single day. Now, that could be gardening. That could be lifting heavy things, you know, straightening out the garage. It could be walking around the neighborhood with your child. It could be going to the gym and training. It could be going to a boot camp, one of these fitness boot camps, and doing a fitness boot camp. But you have to do that stuff every single day. If you're spending all of your time in a chair at work, or and then on a sofa at home, you know, and then in your car seat in between getting home and to work, and that's what you're doing all day long, you can pretty much bet that you are going to develop issues. And you're not going to age as well as you can. You cannot talk about longevity and anti-aging without first addressing the need for energy expenditure and physical exertion. Hormone replacement therapy by itself isn't going to do it. Not even nutrition by itself. Even if you found the magic way of eating, you know, combination of paleo diet and this, and you discovered it, and blood work shows, oh my God, all of your inflammatory markers are down and sirtuins are up, you still will live longer if you add exercise into the mix. So, you know, people need to look at exercise the same way you look at other things that you make time for every single day. You brush your teeth every day. You take a shower every day. You eat every day. You make sure that you go to work every day. There are things that you do every single day. You must apply that same gravity to getting out at least an hour a day. Not a long time. That's not a long time. An hour a day and getting your body temperature elevated. Start sweating. Start huffing and puffing. You know, really giving yourself a full hour to expend energy, because that is where the keys to health and longevity really lie, okay? If you have any questions that you would like answered, I'm going to try this again next Friday, and we'll see how it goes. If I get emails from you folks saying, please, Carl, no more shows without guests, we just can't take you that much, I won't be offended. I want to know what you want. If you have questions that you would like me to answer, please email them to onair@superhumanradio.com. I'm going to try doing this for the next few Fridays unless I get a barrage of emails from people saying, stop, we can't take it anymore. In which case, I will honor you because I do this for the audience, and I will stop doing it. And I also, again, want to commend Mayor Gavin Newsom for doing the right thing by the people of San Francisco and forcing cellular telephone companies to publish the effective radiating power of their cell phones so that people can now use that to make a decision. I don't see iPhone sales going down. I don't see people going, because I think most people don't believe that cell phones do anything because they're waiting for the government to weigh in. You know, the government likes to say, well, there's no conclusive information or evidence that cell phones are dangerous. Right. These are the same government that told us that tobacco was safe. So if you want to keep believing them, you know, go ahead. I guess life isn't for everyone, but I don't believe them. So congratulations to Gavin Newsom. Bravo. All right. That's the end of the show. It's Friday. We're off for the weekend. We'll be working on the website, hoping that the beginning of next week brings the new server up and there will be no more issues with reaching our website. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. As always, have a great weekend.